Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hello, everyone. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. Our guest today is Craig Ballantyne, who is the owner of Early to Rise and the author of the new book, Perfect Day Formula. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you so much for having me, Dush. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. And I'm delighted that you could make the time. So, you know, our listeners are entrepreneurs and business owners, and they're always enthusiastic about hacks and ideas and ways in which they can improve their lives. So the perfect day formula sounds like the ideal thing that our listeners would be really interested in. So tell us a little bit about the perfect day formula. The title itself is so enticing. I want to know what the perfect day formula is because I want a perfect day.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So listen, with the perfect day formula, we go back in time to the ancient Greeks and to a philosopher named Epictetus, who taught us to control what we can, cope with what we can't, and concentrate on what counts. And I used his 3C formula to create the perfect day. And the perfect day starts with us controlling our morning, coping with the chaos of the afternoon, and concentrating on what counts at night. And so that is the perfect day formula in a nutshell.
Okay. And how did you come upon this? How did you kind of discover it as your journey through life evolved, or did someone teach it to you? How did you come upon the perfect day formula?
Well, back in 2006, I was struggling with crippling anxiety attacks, and I even went to the emergency room twice over a six-week period thinking I was having a heart attack. And it was then that I realized I needed more structure in my days in order to have more true freedom in my life. And then I started reading about Epictetus, the ancient Stoic philosopher, and that's when I discovered that 3C formula. And then for the last 10-plus years, I've been putting these systems in place to have more perfect days for myself so that I could be more productive, get more done, make more money, and still get home on time for dinner. And then I started coaching other people like Isabel de los Rios and Joe Polish and Bedros Koulian to do what I was doing with their days and really dial it in for domination. And so that's how it all came to be.
Fantastic. And so, all the names that you just mentioned are all, leaders in internet marketing. Isabel de los Rios, of course, is, the original founder of Beyond Diet. Joe Polish, we all know as the founder of the Genius Network. These are luminaries. So for the fact that they took you up on the perfect day formula and they've implemented it in their own lives is a fantastic endorsement. So have you encountered anyone that you've spoken to that's decided to try out the perfect day formula and then said, this is not for me because, I'm more of a free spirit. This feels too much like structure, too much like somebody's telling me what to do all the time. The reason I got to be an entrepreneur is I could be my own boss and nobody would tell me what to do and when I should do it. So I like to be more of a freewheeling kind of person. Have you encountered that from anyone, and how do you deal with that?
I have, and then they come back quite soon after and say, well, then I did try a few things and now I realize what you were talking about and now I'm starting to have success. But I'll also say, Dush, that a lot of people resist it by saying, I don't want to do this morning thing. I like to work overnight. And to those people, I say, listen, it's not about the hour that you get up. It's about what you do with the hours that you are up. So a friend of mine and one of the internet marketers of the year from Underground many years ago, Joel Marion, is a night owl. And he works from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. And he uses my system because I actually often stay at his house in Florida. And it's very funny that I get up when he's going to bed most nights. And we pass two ships in the night as I go to my desk and he leaves his. And it's still using the systems. So it's about the systems, not the hours. And he can still use them and get a lot done and have structure in his life, but still have the freedom that he wants to live on his routine, just like that entrepreneur who says, hey, listen, I want to run by my own rules. And that's what the Perfect Day Formula is about, making the world adapt to your rules, not adapting to the world's rules.
Got it. Fantastic. So how long ago did you write the book?
Oh, well, I started writing the book about in 2012, and I really didn't know what I was doing. So I would have done it a lot faster had I had a bit more experience and a bit more of a plan, like Ryan Holiday has taught me recently. So what I did, Dush, was I wrote a 300-page book, and I sent it to an editor that I started working with through Tucker Max's company, and the editor sent me back 120 pages. So he really chopped it down. And then we went back and forth 9 times to dial it in. And so a lot of people do give nice credit to me and my editor about how it's a nice, simple read. It's very short, as it should be for a productivity book. And so it took me a long time to get it done. Finally, the day that I finished up my final edits, I was sitting in Istanbul, Turkey, and it was a really nice moment for me. The sun was rising over the Asian part of the city, and I really, felt this is it. This is fantastic, because it was all part and parcel with the Perfect Day message. And so that's when I finished it, got it out in late 2016. We had over 12,000 people use the book and the kit and all the materials that we have.
Fantastic. Now, you also speak about this on stages. I mean, yeah, you spoke at Underground. You've spoken at a number of different events. So you also speak about the Perfect Day Formula, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we have workshops and all these types of additional tools that have been built out of the Perfect Day Formula over the last year, as I've started coaching more people and helping more people have big changes in their lives. So there is so much more to it. And there is so much more just within the book itself that can be drawn out. And, I need to sit down with a lot of people and walk them through building their own rules, building their own 5 pillars, and then putting in place that perfect vision for their life. So it shows people what to do, but oftentimes it needs a little bit more explanation and Q&A going back and forth in person, because everyone wants to customize it for their life.
Sure. And all of the people that you coach and the people that that have adopted the system, I bet they've customized it to their own specific requirements, their preferences, when they like to get up, when they like to, the number of hours they like to work, etc. But what would you say is the one common thread that runs through all of these different implementations of the same idea?
It's all about making sure that you have focused time, and usually what we find is that earlier in the morning, there are fewer distractions. There's more discipline, there's more willpower, and so you can really make big, big changes when you focus on getting to work right after your number one priority early in the morning. So even in Joel's case, when he works overnight, he starts at 9 o'clock at night working on his number one priority, and so he doesn't put it off and put it off and put it off. You get right to it. You do, as Brian Tracy said many years ago, you eat that frog, meaning you go after the hardest thing that you need to do, and you do it. And so when people commit themselves to that and they get that number one thing done first thing in the day, then they have had a victory that the world can't take away from them. And that is how you improve and have success day after day.
That is really fantastic. Now, we have just a minute left in this segment, and then we'll come back and we'll continue our conversation. But super quick, just in the 1 minute that we have left in this segment, what would you say is probably the most common objection that you hear from people about adopting the Perfect Day formula into their lives?
Well, they'll say something like, oh, I have, you know, two kids, or, you know, I work for somebody else, and acceptable excuses, because there's many people that have three kids or have two jobs that are using the system and implementing it. So it's not about any actual obstacle that's external. It's all about what's inside somebody's mind. If somebody believes that they can do it, they'll do it. If somebody says, oh, I can't do it, they'll find a way that they can't do it. So it really comes down to the belief that they have in themselves. And that's controlling what they can, as we talked about in the formula.
Great. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Craig Ballantyne. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Get educated and entertained by our panel of on-air experts and peers, and engage with us anytime by following us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn, so you can reach us before and after every program, located on our new social shareable live streaming player. Access the new Cranberry Radio live stream player at our website, cranberry.fm.
Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero, and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited, so contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. Our guest today is Craig Ballantyne, the owner of Early to Rise and the author of the new book, The Perfect Day Formula. So, Craig, before the break, we were talking about how you arrived at the Perfect Day Formula, how you developed it for yourself, and you've since written the book, and you've been training people and coaching people on this. And many of the people who've adopted the system are, in fact, luminaries in their own right. Share with us a little bit about your journey. I mean, how did you start? I mean, were you always an entrepreneur? And you know, how did you come to be where you are today? Share a little bit of your journey, if you would.
Yeah. So in 1999, I was a graduate student in exercise physiology, and that's when I stumbled across a website that was selling supplements on the internet. And so I realized that, hey, this website here is creating content, and I can create content too. So why don't I start my own email newsletter and website? And so I did that in 1999. I was doing Dush. I was sending out my email newsletter at one point to 3,000 people, but I was using Hotmail of all things. And so I had to send it out 50 people at a time, because that was a maximum you could send it out to in Hotmail. And so it would take me 75 minutes to manually send out my email newsletters to everybody on my list. And so that was my start. I had, again, like I said, nothing, no idea what I was doing. And I struggled for years to actually sell anything, but eventually I did. I had a breakthrough by getting into Men's Health magazine, and I became very famous in the fitness world for a long, long time. Even today, I'm still pretty famous in the fitness world, but it's not really where I spend a lot of my time or you know, focus my business on now. But in 2000, I hired my first business coach, had a really, really great exponential growth year in my online fitness business. And then I started coaching other fitness entrepreneurs to do what I did, which was start their own online business. And I joined mastermind groups like Yannick Silver's. And from there, I just started to become a better writer and a better coach. And then that all led to me buying the company Early to Rise in 2011, which is what I've focused on for the last 5 years. So we still do some fitness stuff, but it really is focused around the Perfect Day Formula, the Perfect Life workshops that we have, Early to Rise University, where we help people build their own online businesses and become better salespeople. And now we're getting into more management training courses where we help entrepreneurs who own $3 to $20 million companies build a better team and get better results from those people. So it's been an interesting journey, and I didn't expect to end up here, but I'm very happy with where things are going right now.
That's great. And I remember your Turbulence training product, which is amazing. Spectacular product, and I think a lot of people used it, and they got a lot of value out of it. It was one of the really high-quality fitness products back in 2006, 2007. Fantastic product. And so, it's so great to see the evolution of your business from starting in the fitness space to going into what you could, I guess, loosely call personal development, but it's actually much more than that. So with the journey that you've undertaken and everything that you've learned and implemented in your life, if you were to encounter your younger self, let's say you came across your 18-year-old self, what advice would you have to share with your younger self?
Oh, that's such an easy one, Dush. And I would just say to Craig, I would say, Craig, stop being so cheap and hire a coach as soon as you possibly can, because that was the biggest mistake that I made. I mean, I could have hired a coach in 2003. I had more than enough money to do it, to invest in coaching, but I waited until 2006. And I look back on that now with a little bit of regret, thinking, oh my goodness, if I had learned in 2003 what I learned in 2006, I would be exponentially more successful today. I would have impacted millions more people. I would have written more books. I would have done all of these things, and would have been so much simpler and easier because I hired a coach. And so that is what I wish I had done. That is what I tell people to do. And, you know, if they're struggling with money, then go and get a virtual mentor, you know, read the books, watch the videos. And then once you've made a little bit of money, then go and hire them any way you possibly can. But get a coach. You need somebody whose expert advice can help you achieve results faster.
That is great advice. That is absolutely superb advice. And in fact, I would absolutely echo that sentiment. You know, mentors and coaches are worth their weight in gold, and it's truly, truly amazing that you actually did manage to take advantage of that. And as you've grown and, you know, built your business, and you've got coaching from a lot of great people, and that's helped you advance your business and your personal life. What would you say were some of the mistakes that you made from? You know, one of the things that we like to do on the show is talk about mistakes so that, you know, people can learn from other people's mistakes. Of course, many mistakes we're doomed to make ourselves, but at least if we can learn from other people's mistakes, then I think we shorten the learning curve a little bit. So it's always instructive to hear about, you know, people that have learned from their own mistakes. So what would you say are some of the mistakes that you made, maybe three mistakes and, you know, three lessons you've learned from those?
One of the things that I made a mistake with, Dush, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs do this, is when we go and hire the first person in our business, you know, we hire an assistant and then we start to give them more tasks and we start to think, oh my goodness, this person is just going to grow just like I did. You know, I didn't know what I was doing 5 years ago, but then I eventually did. So this executive assistant I've hired is going to do the same. And that's not the right way to do things. What you should do is, yes, you should hire an assistant as soon as possible to get stuff off your plate. But then if you want to hire somebody to be a copywriter, you don't go and teach the executive assistant become a copywriter. You go and hire a copywriter. And so that was one mistake that I made early in my career, trying to, you know, turn a B player into an A player, but that's not how it works. And so what I recommend is if somebody wants a specified role in their business, you go and hire the absolute best person that is available to you. So that's the first mistake that I made. The second mistake I made was not outgiving the universe, as Yannick taught me to do many years ago. And so I didn't really understand this at first. But what Yannick always said is, Craig, you can't outgive the universe. You really need to just be as generous as possible. And I see now that the most successful people I know, like Bedros Koulian, Yannick Silver, Porter Stansberry, who's a friend of mine, and also Joel Marion and Matt Smith, I mean, these are my best friends, and these guys are all more successful than me, and they're all the most generous people I know in terms of not just material objects, but they do take care of their friends and family better than anyone I know, but more importantly, in the knowledge that they share. And so if you have a lot of knowledge, go out there and share it with others, build others up, make them more successful, because when you do that, they will end up making you more successful. So go and give. And so that was the second mistake I made, was being a little bit holding back, I guess you would say. And then the third mistake I made was not being vulnerable and open early enough in my business. Eventually, I read this book by Dan Kennedy called Unfinished Business, which was his autobiography. And in it, he talked about how when he started sharing everything about himself, his business grew. And so I started modeling that. And the more I shared, the more people cared, and the easier it was for me to build the know, like, and trust factor, and therefore for them to get involved in my business by becoming a customer. So that was simple. Be vulnerable, be open, don't hold back. Be generous, be giving, don't hold back. And then, of course, making sure that you're hiring the right people and not holding back on spending the money and investing the money and getting the right people in place to grow your business.
Those are three great points of advice, and I would strongly encourage our listeners to really take note of those things. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up our final segment with Craig Ballantyne. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And our guest today is Craig Ballantyne, who is the author of The Perfect Day Formula and the owner of Early to Rise. So you really had some great advice for our listeners there, Craig. What are you most excited about as things have unfolded, you know, there's some tremendous technologies on the horizon. You've got exciting projects going on. What are you most excited about in your business and in your life?
There are three things, Dush, and one is my Perfect Life workshops, where I go on a deep dive of self-discovery with high-level entrepreneurs and executives and help them dial in their days for domination, help them create a vision for their future, and also 30-day blueprints for success. So that's my main thing these days. The second thing is getting my business partner Matt Smith's information on management, hiring, firing, and leadership out to the world. And so we just created a new course there, and we're really excited to share that with the world, because Matt has been the CEO of a company with over $250 million in revenue and 250 employees. He's done tens of thousands of, maybe not tens of thousands, but thousands of interviews. He's hired many, many people over the years. He was a business owner and manager when he was 21, hiring students in a college pro painting business. And he's just done thousands of interviews. And so he's an expert in that area. And then the third thing I'm really excited about is Bedros Koulian and I have just started a new mastermind group called the Empire Coaching Program, where we help people scale and structure and systematize their business. And we are really excited to get that going very, very soon.
Super. And of course, you've got the Perfect Day Formula, the book.
Yeah, absolutely. The kit is like a deep dive of having me one-on-one coaching somebody at their kitchen table. It's just, obviously, I'm not there, but they're going to go through all the materials and the workbooks in the kit, and I'm going to help them create their vision, their rules, and their pillars for success so that they can transform any area of their life. So that's what the Perfect Day Formula kit is. It's a little extension of the book.
Great. So where would a listener go to get the Perfect Day Formula? And how if anybody is interested, how would they apply for the mastermind that you've got, that you've just started? And how would people take advantage of Matt Smith's many wonderful teachings and the books and the content that he's created? Give us, if you will, where people might go to get all of these things.
Right. So the perfectlifeworkshop.com is a place where people can learn about my coaching. For our Empire Mastermind group, people can go to BedrosandCraigLive.com, watch a short little video there about sitting in on one of our masterminds. And then they can go to EarlyToRise.com or ETRUniversity.com to find out more about Matt's courses, which again show people how to hire and fire hire the right people and get rid of the wrong people, and more importantly, how to lead and manage the people that you have right now through a series of four different meeting styles that allow people to actually do way less meetings, but just by implementing this new system. So we're really, really excited about all of those.
Excellent. And so, super quick, let's just go through those sites again, just to make sure that people have them. So for Early to Rise, what was the website?
EarlyToRise.com and ETRUniversity.com are the courses that we have on the management. PerfectLifeWorkshop.com is to work with me one-on-one or in a small group for dialing in somebody's day, their vision, and their future for themselves and their business. And then it is BedrosandCraigLive.com to watch a short little video about our mastermind programs.
Bedros is spelled B-E-D-R-O-S?
Yes.
Bedros and Craig, is it?
Yep, BedrosandCraigLive.com.
Live.com. Okay, perfect. Wonderful. So those are excellent resources. So I would strongly encourage our listeners to go check those out. And Craig's an absolute leader in this space, and this is a great opportunity to take advantage of his wonderful learnings and the fact that he's coached so many really, really successful people. Craig, thank you so much for the time. This has been an absolute delight. I'm sure, you know, many of our listeners will be reaching out to these different sites. If people were to want to get in touch with you directly because they might be interested in being coached by you, is there a site that they should go to, or is there someone they should contact in your organization?
Yeah, they can just send me an email at craig@godfather.com.
craig@godfather.com. Fantastic. Craig, thank you so much once again. Appreciate your time, and this has been an absolute delight.
Yeah, it's always great talking to you.
Great. Thank you, Craig.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.